Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio. People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier businesswomen spotlight magazine. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Listen in every week as we introduce you to some of the most knowledgeable, helpful, and creative businesswomen in America. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about marketing on a shoestring budget. My guest today is an international speaker and is the author of Marketing on a Shoestring Budget. She has created training and marketing campaigns for many notable public and private organizations. The primary focus of her success strategy is teaching personal development and sales and marketing skills to business owners with a dedication to support other women in business. We are truly honored and fortunate to have on the phone today a woman who is committed to helping businesses become more successful and increase their cash flow through sharing resources, information, and ideas. Ms. Tana Turano, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sparkplug. Glad to be here.
How are you today?
I am fantastic. How about you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Thank you. Are you ready to talk about marketing on the shoestring budget?
Absolutely.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Tana, many people don't understand the difference between advertising and marketing. Would you be kind enough to explain how marketing differs from advertising?
Certainly. Advertising is a paid placement of your message in a particular medium like radio, TV, print, and it's a way for you to target a particular audience with your message at a particular time or a particular place. So it's really buying a spot. And marketing is everything you do to support that. So marketing is everything from how you design your store, what fragrance is there when it greets the public, do you have your name on your shirts, on your cars, your business cards, your marketing materials, everything that you do that's the image of your business that supports the advertising.
Okay. Well, what are some of the no-cost ways we can promote our business?
Oh, we are so fortunate in this day and age that we have so many resources available to us at no cost to market our business. With the networking opportunities that are out there these days, you can go out and meet with business owners and talk to them and get to know their business and be able to promote yourself. And that's an excellent resource, being involved in professional associations and organizations of your peers. Also, asking for referrals is always a great way to network and to promote your business. And with the social media opportunities out there now, that's also a great opportunity. And if you don't know how to use social media, I say it's like years ago, not when you first heard about fax machines and cell phones. It's something you're going to have to do in this day and age if you're going to be in business, is learn how to use the social media. Also, writing articles is a great way to get visibility because it's a way for you to promote yourself as an expert. And you know, it's even easier today than it has been in the past because there's great resources online for you to submit your articles and become an automatic expert. Social media, e-zine, a lot of ways for you to get it out there, where in the past you used to have to submit it to magazines or to groups and hope they published it. Now you can basically self-publish your own articles. Another great resource is speaking engagements. Make yourself available to speak if you're a great speaker. Now, if you're not a great speaker, don't go out there and promote yourself and get in front of a group because that's really not going to help your cause. But if you are, then go out there and make yourself available. Another great thing I always recommend is have people serve on committees. You know, you've got your local chambers of commerce and you've got nonprofits. There's a lot of ways for you to serve in your community. That gives you visibility in your community. It gives you great networking with other business owners, and it gives you a rapport, if it's something that you enjoy doing and a group that you enjoy already, then get out there and support it. If you don't love animals, don't support the Humane Society, and if you don't like children, don't get involved in children's issues, because it's going to be obvious that you're not really on board. But find something you're truly passionate about and go out there and get involved.
Well, what are some of the low-cost ways to promote our business?
Well, nowadays it's even lower cost to go out there and create professional business cards and professional brochures. And I'm going to say a word here. A lot of people think it's cheaper to design it and print it on your own printer at home, but it's really not, because nowadays the print cartridges cost so much, and you know it's really obvious if you do it at home. And there's so many great opportunities now for print and design online and a lot of low-cost ways to get really professional marketing materials created. There's also partnered marketing opportunities where you find other businesses that you can work with that have the same kind of industry that you do, and you're sharing a promotion or sharing a budget. You'll see a lot more of that happening on radio and TV now, where 5 and 6 different businesses go together to sponsor, or if there's a concert or something, that's also partnered marketing. Co-sponsoring events with other businesses. If somebody else is having an event and you become the co-sponsor, chambers of commerce have done this for years, nonprofits have done this, but now businesses can learn how to do it for themselves, create their own events, and co-sponsor with one another, and that gives them visibility. Hosting your own event, that is so powerful, and a lot of people don't take advantage of it. They wait for someone else's event that they can participate in. But if you host that event at your own business, you're getting customers right through your front door to see your business, know who you are, and know what you do. Also, if it's your event, you're going to get complimentary businesses to yours, but you're not going to be at the event with all your competitors, so you have control of who's participating. And also creating customer promotions. I highly recommend that you cater to your existing customers, because they are the lifeblood of your business. So create special promotions that get them engaged.
Tana, how can we find the right companies for a successful partnered marketing campaign?
Well, that's a great question. A lot of people hesitate to get other companies involved because they're afraid, oh, they're going to steal my customers or something like that. What you need to think about is, if you get two companies that are very complementary, that are both out there promoting to the same group of people, they're both promoting to, say, women, or they're both in the health and wellness field, but they're not competitors, they're complementary products. Well, if we do a promotion together, then we're sharing our databases, so I'm not only getting access to my customers, but your customers. You're getting access to mine, and then we're both promoting within our own businesses. We're both promoting using our own marketing resources, so the event can be much bigger, it can be much better, and now you're taking several businesses with a small budget and having a big budget. If you have 10 people with a $500 budget, now all of a sudden those 10 people have a $5,000 promotion that they can take advantage of, and that's very, very powerful. It has to be a win-win, though, or don't do it.
Well, listeners, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Tana Turano. She's talking about how to market on a shoestring budget. Tana, many companies are choosing to cut their budgets, and a lot of people cut their marketing and advertising budget first. Can you tell us whether this is a good idea, and how can you continue promoting your business without a negative impact on your bottom line?
Well, actually, when times are tough like this, the last thing you need to cut is your marketing and advertising. And I know that some people have a hard time wrapping their mind around that. They think, oh, well, that's a big expense item, let's cut that out. But you need to think about, what did you do when you first started your business, and go out there and build the visibility, and you're getting known in the community. Go back to that grassroots marketing where you're out there shaking hands, getting to know people, getting involved, and doing things within your own business, and you're working smart. And you're not necessarily having to go out there and spend a lot of money, but now's the time to get out there and learn how to use social media and go to chamber functions and go to professional business events and go to training seminars and educate yourself, because the last thing you want to do, Spark Plug, is waste all that time and energy you've spent building your business to this point, and then you become invisible, and you drop all your marketing and advertising, and you fly under the radar, and then once things do pick up, you're starting at zero instead of maintaining and growing during this time. So you want to be one of those companies that's smart and that continues to grow your business and rethink how you operate your business during these times. So don't stop marketing and advertising. If anything, ramp it up to the next level.
Where is the number one place to look for new business?
That is the number one question I get asked, because people are always thinking about prospecting. And the one place that they don't think about looking is the place that they get most business, and that's their existing customers. Because your customers already know you, they like you, they trust you, and if you've done a good job serving them, hopefully they have loyalty to you. They like your product, especially if they've purchased from you more than once. So they're the perfect category for you to go to and introduce a new product, or call them back and say, how's that product working for you? We have a new version of that, or what can we do to make your experience better? They're also the perfect people to refer new customers to you. If you explain to them what you're doing and how you're doing it, say, how are you using our product right now? And say, you may find out that there's a lot of things that you hadn't even thought of that they're using your product for, and that opens up new categories of business for you. It also reminds them about giving you referrals. And there's ways of asking for referrals without calling up and saying, give me the names of all your family and friends and I'll call them tonight. That's what people hate to do. Referrals are more of a way for you to say, do you know other people in your industry that might like my product? Oh, who do you use for your landscaping? I'd love an introduction to them. So more of an interview like we're doing now. Find out more about their business, and that gives you ways to get referrals. And also be sure you follow up. If you promise to call, call. If you meet them at an event, call. If they buy something from you, say thank you. Send them a note. Some people like to now remember people's birthdays and anniversaries, and there's some great online products for you to do that too. Send out cards, and there's a lot of virtual assistants that can help you with that. But you've got to create value for your existing customers, because right now is the time when people start shopping around, when things get tough, and you don't want them to shop around for the cheapest price and leave you. You want to keep your existing customers and then increase the business they do with you. So have solid gold customer service. The number one thing you can do is, if you give your customers referrals, help them get more business. If I help you get more business, Sparkplug, I'm no longer an expense to your company. I become an asset, and I want to move my company into the asset column for your business by helping you grow, because if I'm helping your business grow, you're not going to leave me and go to my competitor. You're always going to want to make sure that we're on the same team.
What do you do with the client that won't give you referrals because they think your thing is such a great thing? They don't want to share this opportunity with their so-called competitors.
I'll tell you what, you try to get referrals in a different area then. A lot of people do have that sense of lack, and they think that if I share, I'm going to limit my opportunity. I teach businesses, the more you share, the more opportunities we all have. But if you find somebody that has that feeling of lack, Sparkplug, what you do is you talk to them about who do they do business with, their customers, and say, would my product help your customers? Because, you know, statistics show that if you help your customers grow, they'll be more loyal to your company. So how can you incorporate what I do into a brand loyalty program that we can offer to your customers? And they've got a whole lot more customers than they do competitors. So it teaches them how to share.
Well, Tana, before we bring this interview to a close, tell us briefly about the organization you founded.
Thank you. I am so proud of OSBO, the Organization Supporting Business Owners. It came out of a passion to really help business owners. I found so many people that didn't even know the resources that were available to them. And like we've discussed over the past few minutes, there's so many low-cost and no-cost strategies and resources and opportunities. And there's so many people with great information that they can share. And what I wanted to do is bring those people together. I wanted to find a resource for business owners to come together and share ideas and information and best practices and opportunities. And through doing that, they would all grow. And what I can do is, because I'm serving so many business owners, I can leverage opportunities for those people and that way save them money on the things that they really, really need. But the primary thing is just bringing business owners of all sizes together, from the home base to the corporate, introduce them to each other, and encourage them to operate owner to owner and share opportunities and resources.
And tell us quickly about the event you have coming up next week. I believe it's on the 26th.
Yes, it is, and we're going to be doing an event in the Atlanta market. It's going to be at the Sugo restaurant in Johns Creek, a wonderful, wonderful gourmet restaurant. If you haven't been there, the food's fabulous. We're going to have a business on display that morning, and then I'm going to be actually doing a workshop on marketing on a shoestring budget and really expanding more on what we've talked about this morning. And it's open to everyone, men and women, but we're actually having a focus on professional business women and really trying to support them in growing their business. And what we're inviting people to do is come out to the workshop. It's only $25 if you'd like to come, and that includes lunch.
Beautiful. Well, Ms. Tana, won't you let our listeners know how you can be reached?
All right. They can go to osbo.org, and that osbo.org stands for Organization Supporting Business Owners, and our events and information are on the website, and they can contact me directly at tana@osbo.org. That's tana@osbo.org. And my phone number and information and contacts are all on the website. And I'd welcome anyone to call if they have any questions or if I can be of service.
All right. Well, Ms. Tana Turano, founder and CEO of OSBO, Organization Supporting Business Owners, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Sparkplug. I really appreciate the opportunity and appreciate what you're doing to support women in business.
All right. It's been my pleasure. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals like Ms. Tana Turano. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another fine job. For more information about our guest, visit her website at osbo.org. This is Sparkplug, encouraging you to keep supporting women in business. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in. Adios.